In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Mm-hmm. For in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Mm-hmm. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not.
Go to verse 9.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Mm. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Mm-hmm. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which we are born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
God bless you. Amen. That verse 12 is actually my emphasis. But before we go ahead, if you received any strange experience yesterday that you've not had that type of experience before, can I see your hand up? Yesterday, stand up. Can you stand up? Come forward. Let's share what happened to you. Come forward. God bless you, sir. Come forward. You had an experience here yesterday during the ministration. Just let's share it. That should be our testimony now.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, come forward. Who else? Any sister had any experience you have not had like that before? Come forward, let's share it.
Praise the Lord, George.
Yes, let's share it. Let's go straight to the point. What happened to you yesterday?
The thing actually started on Sunday night, because after the prayer on Sunday, I didn't go. I slept here. Mm-hmm. So while I was praying, interceding for my brethren, now suddenly I saw a sister. She now told me that I should look towards this side. Then when I looked towards this side, I now saw Pastor Moses and Pastor Thomas. They were busy listening to my prayers. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, immediately the thing now disappeared. Then I started feeling somehow as if it was migraine headache. Then yesterday, while we are praying, the same thing repeated. Then after the prayer, I sat down. My mouth was shaking. All my body was shaking. Even yesterday evening, I told one of the sisters, it happened to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even I cannot, if I want to pray, it seems as if I'm feeling headache. All my body started vibrating. And I tried to hold myself, but I couldn't.
Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, there will be manifestations. Okay, let's hear your experiences. Yes, sister.
Praise.
Your voice is gone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The thing started on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. When the pastor was giving words of knowledge, I felt my legs shaking. I didn't really understand it. I wanted to hold myself, but I couldn't. I was like, am I going crippled? So when I got home, I had a dream I've never had before. Which I sent the text to the pastor. In that dream, I traveled to village. They called me to the village that somebody died. When I got to the village, we went to a bush to bury the person. After burial, I told the kindred, please, give me the mic, I want to talk. Then I collected the mic and I asked them, does this man have the Holy Ghost? They were like, what is this girl talking about? I said, please, whether all the churches gather there and bury this man, if he doesn't have Holy Ghost before he died, he's not going anywhere. Right. And I started telling them, without Holy Ghost, there'll be no rapture. Without Holy Ghost, there'll be no rapture. Mm-hmm. And when I was saying that, I saw a man with a crippled son. I looked at the man, I said, I've never prayed for somebody before. One spirit said, you've spoken about the Holy Ghost. Go and pray. I went to the man. I raised up my hand and prayed. The child started walking. A man standing by me said, whenever, are you surprised? Whenever this message is being preached, something must happen. A sign. You must see a sign for to confirm to people that what has been said is true. Then yesterday, though I've heard water baptism before, when the pastor was talking about water baptism, something came to me. Said, sister, you had the water baptism, but it's for deliverance. Go for another one. I said, God, what kind of thing is this? Okay, if I'm to go for another one, I want to see a sign if I get up from it. When I got up, something was like pushing me. I said, the Holy Ghost wants to embarrass me again. I went to the altar. The thing came in form of cold. I said, am I feeling cold? What is happening? I didn't understand myself again. I was trying to hold myself. And there's this gift I got long time ago. Gift of speaking in tongues. The thing came again.
Amen.
After the Holy Ghost baptism, even on my way going, I would feel the shaking. Now when I got home this morning, I wanted to take my bed. The thing came again. Till now when I was sitting there, I didn't understand. Something called my name. Ogo. I look back, I didn't see anybody. Even I have not even understood who called me. Praise the Lord.
Clap your hands now. The Lord was emphasizing to her. He said, anywhere this message. Somebody say the message. Say it. Say it again. The message. Hallelujah. Church, we are following a message. And everywhere this message is preached, William Branham used this language. He said, anywhere this message will be preached, he said, the pillar of fire. That pillar of fire that followed the children of Israel in Exodus 13. In the night, came like a fire. In the daytime, like a cloud. That same pillar of fire that met Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus. Hallelujah. That same pillar of fire that came and was photographed on top of William Branham. Amen. It was even his enemy that snapped it up. That same pillar of fire. Anywhere this truth, present truth is preached, it will come. It's God's presence. And when he comes, it's not to entertain us. It's not for us to snap a photograph of the light and then hang and say, see, the angel don't come. How will you know he came? It's not photograph by his works. He said, God is known by his characteristics. Something must happen. Practical. God is practical. This Holy Ghost is practical. It's not grammar. Let's hear your own.
Church, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
It started on Friday night. I had a dream on Friday night. So in that dream, I saw myself in the village. So in the village, we're walking in a group. So all of a sudden, I saw two girls with one other person.
Sorry, I hope you understand what I want to hear.
Yeah, I'm coming.
The experience you have.
I am coming.
Okay.
So as I saw, there were two ladies moving. One was in front. I don't know if it's a girl or a boy. A woman or a man. So he was covered up all over his body to his hand. So as I was moving, I just stopped. I heard those girls saying, this one where they walk like this, waiting come up. And they walk like saying, they holy, waiting feet. The angel did not talk. So as I turn, I look at her. I look at the person because I did not see the face. So I asked her, what are you doing here? He replied and answered, said, am I a bride? I said, Am I a bride?
A bride, okay.
I said, are you a bride? She said, the person's answer, yes. I said, okay, thank you, go, you are blessed. So I'm coming. Yesterday, after you said receive the Holy Ghost, I was embarrassed with tears. So after that,
you were embarrassed with
tears.
Tears were coming out of you. Were blessed with tears.
So I went back home late that in the morning. After I went back to where I used to do business, so I was there in the car. So all of a sudden, I was putting on phone. As I put on phone, I was listening to Agape Gospel Band. All of a sudden, I went off. I saw myself in a group, in a mix of it. Suddenly, I went off. I saw myself in a mix of people. Everybody was just in clapping. And I saw the very person I saw on Friday leading us, shouting, say, we should clap our hand. We have made it at last.
Clap so your hands now. Hallelujah.
Church, praise the Lord.
The hope of glory. He said you have made it at last. Yes, sister?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also, I want to say thank you for this program because it has been long. I've been asking God for this Holy Ghost. If I pray fast finish, I will put my attention to it. Still, ma, I didn't see anything. But last week, I saw the banner that the topic is Holy Ghost. Then let me just leave this one, the Holy Ghost baptism. That is my listen. Then I came yesterday. I was sitting down there. The next thing I thought, immediately you start the preaching, the message. Let me call it a message. Then I start feeling as if I'm feeling cold. I look front, look back, nothing like that. Then I was telling a sister sitting by my side. I say, I don't understand though. See the car, and not even cold though. All over my body. Like as if that something go out from my body and another tear. First of all, I first feel somebody standing at my back. I look back, nothing. I have to hold myself again. The next thing that I see, something just go out from as if that load just go out from my body. Then all over my, I was empty.
Amen.
All my joints, everywhere we also, I say no, today I not go follow. Child, I now fold myself like this. Say, child, today fall. I've been long, I've been falling. Today, I no fall. Then the next thing, I was complaining of that thing. After everything, in the morning, I have to rush down house to prepare some certain things to go, come back again. Immediately, I reach out. With the prayer point I made, that whoever that is gathering evil, gathering against you, the Holy Ghost with it. Immediately I reached my house, so in the morning, I was lying. After I took my bed finish, I was lying down. I started hearing shouting, Olosho, Olobrogo, Olobrogo. I have to run outside. Immediately I run outside, what is happening? They are fighting inside my compound. I don't know what is happening, no. The next thing, it's okay. I beg, let me. You are the cause of this problem. You are the cause of it. How I take her? The other Igbo girl say, I don't know that's how you are. You. What can I do? I fight you. Say, you are the cause of it. You know where you go. See what you are causing here now. You know where you go. Look at the fight I caused.
Where you go, they cause the fight.
Pastor,
where you go, for peace fight in the camp of your enemy in the name of Jesus. Peace fight.
Pastor, yes. I look back. And it's very bad that this the lady, I don't know, she's somehow close to me that, and anyway, they always tell me a message that girl close to you is not happy with you. I never expect that girl, and that yesterday this thing just happened, and she's the one shouting on me. I don't know where you go. I don't know where you go. I better come out here, Joe. I better go. I say so. Don't touch me. Go. To run inside my room.
Amen.
I run sit down, start crying. I never quarrel with anybody here. I manage. Go.
Amen.
I say,
Amen.
Thank God, though.
Amen. Let's clap our hands. Is somebody catching something here? Hallelujah. It's not just the Holy Ghost you will have deliverance too. Because when he comes, he will clean everything around you. That's the truth. Yes, brother, let's hear you.
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord, Church.
God bless you.
That yesterday, I sat down at that place. And the people that were sat down there yesterday, they will testify what happened. As we were praying for us yesterday that we should put one up, we should put our hand on our chest.
Yes.
So we are praying for us. The only thing I could just remember is when you first prosecute, we should receive it. I stand, but I was not staggering. Even somebody at my back was now holding me that I should not fall on his own side. And I stand, I stand very well. The second one, I said, we should receive again. The little girl just, I just fell on the ground.
Hallelujah.
When I fell, I didn't know what is happening. I didn't know what is happening. The little girl just, all my body was just biting me. I was just seeing fire all over my faces. Amen. I was trying to quench the fire. Fire.
Oh, let's put our hands together for the Lord. He baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire.
So, I was trying to quench the fire, but the fire did not quench. The man said, fire, fire. He started becoming me. I said, oh, which kind of fire is this? The people, some ministers, they now came. They carried me away from that place. Amen. They brought me to this, closer to this altar. I started, the fire keep coming. I said, this is fire on my body. You push on me. They said, stay there, stay there. I said, this fire is too much. From there, I don't know what is happening. The next time we just start, I start speaking in tongues.
Amen.
Because I've been to many churches. They don't know that we should be speaking in tongues. But yesterday, nobody tell me to speak in tongues.
Amen.
It's just coming outside of my
mouth. Clap your hands for Jesus. As the Spirit giveth utterance. Yes. Next person. I just want a few of them to let's hear what happened yesterday. Yes.
Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, if you can allow me to speak, there's some secret which I'm keeping for the past, let me say, 3 weeks or a month now.
Some secret?
Yes, which I want to say about the church, this church.
About this church. Oh yeah, expose our secret.
You know, it's just about myself, you know. And actually, I don't attend Bright Assembly. So it was a brother here that attended Bright Assembly that
brought
me here.
Bring the other microphone. Give him that microphone. Thank you. Yes.
So I could remember the first day when I was coming here. So the brother, he do come to me and call me and say, please come, let's come to Bright Assembly. You will see something there. I said, I don't like going to other churches apart from Redeem, which I'm attending. So
you attend Redeem?
Yes, I'm attending Redeem.
Okay.
So when he called me that day, I don't know what comes inside me. And I said, okay, let me just follow him. So when I followed him, when I was coming beside the Lord choosing there, inside me I was meditating. I said, Lord, if really that you are the truth God, if I come to this church, prove yourself to me. Mm. So immediately I step in, and when they were praying, I don't know where this came come from. I received cane, flog. No, you people should not laugh.
Somebody was flogging you.
Cain.
Cain.
Yes, because all those while I was listening to it, there's a voice that will come to me. I was ignoring it. So I received Cain. Serious Cain here. To the extent that I was rolling. So some ministers, I don't know, maybe they were ushers, I don't know, they were just praying that God forgive him. I was just hearing myself because he was telling me that I was talking with him. I said, Father, forgive me, please. So the ministers, they were praying that Father forgive
Amen.
Him. So immediately I woke up and one of them now asked me, have you baptized? I said, baptized, yes.
Which day of the week?
Sir, I can't.
On a day of the week, which day of the week? Monday,
it was
Tuesday,
on Friday, night vigil.
Friday vigil, okay.
So he was asking me, I was saying inside me that I've baptized now. Why is this man telling me that you're telling me about baptized? So that very day, the brother now told me that I think you have seen proof. But actually, on the serious note, sir, the very day I step in here, because there was a dream I had about a minister. The man is so hijacked in the dream. About three forces, they were covering mass. The next thing, hit the mass out of their head. So I told about three pastors. I said, I don't know this man. I felt like I wish to know this pastor. So immediately I stepped in here, I tapped, I said, this is the man.
Amen.
You are the man.
Amen.
You see, let me just tell you the true thing about myself is that I've been seeing so many pastors. which I will need to tell you secrets. If I and you can stand it, I can just tell you some secret about most of the great pastors, which God has revealed them to me. Apart from, there's a pastor that God revealed to me, Pastor Yedepo, Bishop Yedepo. He says he's a truth man of God. That was 1999. I received that message because I come out from a Catholic church member. Nobody should bring me up. So, all those why, when I came here, I start having that, developing that time. But actually, I was still attending my own church. But I never miss night vigil every Friday here. Mm. One day, they said we should come for, what did they call it, the testimony. I never come. I always hide. I said it's only when the prophet will prophesy, they will see something about me before I will come out. I will never come out. But I don't really know what makes me to just raise my hand up. When you were saying that someone did to, even though I was even standing here, I was saying, why I come myself? You know, I was asking myself, because yesterday, when you say we should put our hand in our chest, honestly, yesterday it was a powerful day.
Amen.
Yesterday it was a powerful day.
Clap your hands now. Sure, it was. That's what we came for.
You know, I'm a type of person that I feel shy. I never stand in the congregation like this and talk. But yesterday it was a powerful day. I don't really know what carried my hands up, but I need to testify. When you say we should put our hands in our chest, so the next thing, you say we should receive the power. You say we should receive the power. So the next thing, I put my knees on the floor, I put my head on it. I say, no, Kai, I don't want this thing to carry me again. No, I don't want to receive anything again here.
You don't want Cain again.
So the next thing, immediately I will just carry my head up. See, I lift from here backward. I don't know what lifts me. Mm. The way I saw my sword, I never experienced it.
That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Put your hands together for the Lord again. That's right. Hallelujah.
So, even that yesterday, the next thing I lied and I started hearing different voice. A voice started coming to me, started telling me that I should make sure that I go for baptism. I was just surprised. I woke up when you were talking about you should go for baptism. I later found myself queuing him and said I should go to baptism because I was ignoring those things before.
Hallelujah.
So I started seeing myself queuing. So yesterday I received my Holy Ghost.
Are you not happy? Why are you folding your hand? Clap your hands for Jesus. That's right. No, you are my blood brother. Anybody that has the Holy Ghost, you are my blood sister, you are my blood brother. Forget all this, I watch her and say, Father, say, Mother with me. The blood that joined me and them ends when they enter grave. But the one that joined you and me is eternal. Eternal. Not too many people have that revelation. Praise God. Yes.
So, to tell you the truth, brothers and sisters, there's God here.
I believe it without controversy.
There's God here because if I can tell you the first experience when I came here, when you were just preaching the sermon here, honestly, I was bringing out tears. That was my first experience because I never see something like this before. When I even go home, I start telling my brethren, even in my church, because I'm among the prayer warriors, I say what I received there. What I received there, I don't really know what is making me to say that, but I was even telling them what I received there. They were just looking at me.
Amen.
I said, I received something there.
Amen.
He will preach and he will break the Bible to your own understanding.
Amen.
And I understand everything. I was even praying for wisdom every day.
Glory. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. God bless you. See you in the rapture. If we never meet again in this world, my precious friend, if to God you have been true, I'll leave above all sin. Then for us there will be a greeting, for there's going to be a meeting I will sing in the rapture. Songs will be sing in the rapture. Oh, sing in the rapture. I will sing in the rapture. I will sing in the rapture. I will sing in the rapture.
Church, praise the Lord. What will happen yesterday, where the man of God was ministering, I was standing up like this. There's a fire in front of me. As I was looking at the fire, I was trying to know what it is for. But somebody pushed me. Immediately somebody pushed me. I cut off in the spirit. And the person that by then, this guy that spoken that he was running, current fire.
Okay.
That was time the boy, that guy fell down. And they carried the guy outside. Later they bring the guy. So I can tell you, there's a great thing that's happening in the church.
Amen.
Because the church, let me tell you the truth. The church, I know this church right from old church. But I'm not a member of the church. I call myself a friend of the church.
Amen.
Where I say so, I can say many of you don't know about the church. As I'm saying it, many of you don't know about the church. As I'm going many churches, the kind of light that is in the church, I have never seen that kind of light in any church. That was when you people was at our Oshod. Even though when I came here, I can see the church have developed. I'm telling people because I'm sending people to this church. I'm not a member of this church, but I'm sending people to this church. And as I'm telling people, even though this, I can say, the church have never grown. It's just growing.
Amen.
It's just growing. And I believe, as God is showing me the church, many things is going to happen. Even there won't, let me not say much, because sometimes I used to say a word, and when I'm talking about that word, I know I'm prophesizing. Giving people will still give you people their blood so that they can
stop. Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Thank you very much. Let's clap our hands for Jesus. To my loved ones, let me say, dear, we shall be come a day. When the Lord we come again, I'm
living God. I'm a member of this church.
Amen.
And I thank God for that.
Amen.
All the while I've been praying to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yesterday the experience was too much. The light was flashing on my face. I could not understand it. It was jerking my body, carrying me onto the floor. Then I saw a black figure falling off from a brother who was praying when the ministration was going on. But I went to that brother. I told him that a yoke has been broken out of
that's
their
right,
situation.
That's right.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
And I'm believing God that whatever gift that is in me, let it manifest in Jesus' name.
Amen. Clap your hands now for the Lord. So that is evidence that if you are ready, you too you will receive. Now that scripture we read before then, any question on the Holy Ghost baptism? Any question? Do I have any question I'm answering now? We're here for Holy Ghost, so don't ask me Sapensi do it's Holy Ghost. Don't even ask me Godhead. Don't ask me marriage and divorce. If your husband wants divorce, you go to the mountain and fast. Yes, ask your question on the Holy Ghost. Let's talk about the Holy Ghost. Come forward. Let's talk about the Holy Ghost. Yeah, this one. Go ahead.
This Holy Ghost, there's a way I don't understand it. Because I don't know. In 1997, sir, yes. It's a question. I was in Trem. That was the very first time I noticed this issue of Holy Ghost something. One minister came for my brother and he said received. And I went down under the anointing. I don't know. I was vibrating seriously. Then I came here again. 2007. That was my very first time during the same program. The same thing happened. Then last year, December, the same thing happened. But there's something disturbing my mind about receiving him. Now, I noticed when Paul received, there was some kind of fire in him to evangelize. And I don't know much about his carnal nature, but there's some things that as if Paul was now writing, as if the carnal nature was already crucified. Then the same thing, Peter, we all know the kind of nature he had, very aggressive and all those stuff, until he received. The same Peter that received the Holy Ghost is now boldly speaking. But now in my own case, sir, yes. I keep on falling down and vibrating. But the witnesses is as if they have not gone. But there's something, I always love the word of God. Sometimes the truth, he gives me revelation, even in the sitting room. I used to sleep in the sitting room. I abandoned the bedroom. That's where I do my study every night. I've been receiving revelations. I know that. And sometimes, once in a while in a dream, I'll see angels. And then even a prophet sometimes. I have a very good friend. There was one of the intercessors. There was a day he was speaking to me. He said, your angel is around. I said, eh. I said, only you, they see him. Me, I know they see him. So, I said, I don't know. The thing is that that's why I didn't come yesterday. I said, I keep falling down. But I see easy get angry. I say, I know my way. So, what is happening? Is it the Holy Ghost? Why not give me the type that Peter and Paul received? What is, and the one Pastor Moses received? Why do I keep falling down, vibrating? So, I didn't want to come. Even today, I just let me just come. And
hallelujah. Now, listen carefully, please. This week, we actually want to concentrate on receiving. After this week, our sermons will change. What we want the people to do now is to receive. Then, after this week, our sermons, our messages, our pastors that will be preaching here, you will notice after each camp program like this, we begin to let the people know certain things concerning what is expected of you now that you have the Holy Ghost. You see, now, but for the purpose of your question, when you have received the Holy Ghost, you are still 100% a human being.
Okay.
But in addition, connection to your 100% a human being, there is a power that has been given to you. There is a power that is now dwelling in you that is supposed to tame the natural man. Now, Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5 spoke about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit. He said, the flesh lusteth against the spirit against the flesh. That is, you now have two battles within you. The flesh and the spirit. Whichever one you yield to, that is the one you will serve.
Even with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Hi.
It is who you yield to. You have to yield to the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, my spirit will not strive with any man. He will not strive with anybody. When he ministers to you, stop this, you don't stop. Stop it, you don't stop. He is patient. Stop it, you don't stop. He ministers small time, that voice will be silenced. Your flesh will take over until you see where that your flesh will lead you to. Then your eye will clear. Come home. That is when you begin to sing. But it's very interesting. It's a whole message of his own. And we'll prove it scripturally for you to see that when you receive the Holy Ghost, you have to allow him have his way. If not, you will never enjoy your Christian life, though you will be saved. Because once you have received the Holy Ghost, you are saved. Under any, no matter what.
So my fear is, you know, we have anointing, which brings, stirs up the gift. And we have the Holy Ghost himself. Yes. So that was why he brought me out.
No, I want you to also understand something. In a program like this, we worship God by faith. The just shall live by faith. Faith there is revelation. Faith, you have to believe God. Luke chapter 11. Can somebody help us read it? Luke chapter 11.
Luke chapter 11.
Can you read it from verse 12?
Verse 12. If he shall ask an egg, will he offer him...
12, verse 11. Read from verse 11.
12:11.
From verse 11.
11.
Yes.
If a son shall ask bread.
Thank you. That's the scripture I'm looking for. If a son. Listen. If a son shall ask bread. Go on.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father.
Yes.
Will he give him a stone?
Answer now. Your son come to you and say, give me bread. Will you, instead of bread, give him a stone? Go on.
Or if he asks a fish, will he, for a fish, give him a serpent?
If he says, daddy, give me fish, you go and carry snake and give him. Go on.
If he then, being evil.
He said, you, human beings that are naturally evil,
know how to give good gifts to unto your children.
Yes.
How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
That is the assurance. That is the scripture I'm looking for. If you be evil, your soul asks you for bread, you will give him exactly what he asks for bread. He asks for fish, you will, instead of fish, give him snake. How much more your heavenly Father? You cannot go and say, give me the Holy Ghost. Igwe. You won't say, you cannot say, come here and say, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Then he will give you a spirit that will make you go and fornicate. He won't do that. He can't give, another spirit can't come and possess you here when you are asking God to give you the Holy Ghost. Therefore, if you say, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost from your heart. Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. And something happened to you, you better accept that that was the Holy Ghost the Father gave you. And you don't let anybody explain that away from you. Now, the process of, there are three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, justification is instant. By that action of water baptism, you are justified. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is instant. He comes and gives you bah. But sanctification is a continuous process until we go in the rapture. What is sanctification? The process of cleaning up yourself. The process of cleaning up, Ephesians chapter 5, lets us know that we are cleansed by the water of the word. The word of God, when we come to church like this, as we hear the word of God, it is cleaning it up, cleaning us up. Anytime it's time for service, you go for service, I mean in a church that is word-based. It's like our natural self every time. In the morning, in the evening, you are going to take your bath. That is what we do. Because during the day, you pick dirt everywhere as you go about your business. So also, as we walk, live our natural lives, every day you pick one influence or the other that stain you. But when you come and listen to the word of God, as the word of God is received in your spirit, you are seeing that, oh, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't do this. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. And I want you to note that it takes the presence of the Holy Ghost to make you to be conscious of sin. An unbeliever does not feel guilty that he has fornicated. It's part of him. It's fun. They share with their friend. I got her. You know. But you, if you ever get into these unclean actions, you don't forgive yourself. If you be regretting and regretting, that action of regretting is an action of the Holy Ghost. It's caused by the Holy Ghost. It's only one who has the Holy Ghost that can begin to be conscious of sin. Now, you know, this is bad, this is good. So, you have to yield yourself, and then, even Apostle Peter was telling us now to move the statue of a perfect man. From where we got this statement, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. 2 Peter chapter 1. Apostle Paul, in Revelation, in Hebrew chapter 6, he said we should move on to perfection. So, perfection there is maturity. You start as a newborn baby, you will grow in maturity. In maturity. We will have those teachings after this week. Because we'll let the people understand what is happening. Yes? Give her a microphone. Give her a microphone. Don't worry. Stand anywhere and ask your question.
Yes? So I want to ask you something concerning Holy Ghost. Because he has been bothering me for a long time now. This thing started on 2005. I was born in Catholic Church. So, I was living with my auntie in Port Harcourt then. So, my mom was alive, but I was not with her. So, one day I have a dream. That was, 2005 was around June. I have a dream. In that dream, one of my elder sister, she stayed close with my mom, although she's married. So, in that dream, I saw her. She was going with annoyance, and I called her. Say, what happened? It's her. Now, you people will come back. Now, mom is dead. You people will come back. I said, what does that mean? He said, you people left my mother. You people don't even care to come and take care of her. So, I wake up in that dream. When I wake up, I did not tell anybody. I was afraid of that dream. And my mom was not sick. So when my brother get to Abba, maybe they told him something, but he did not tell me. But in myself, I was having a feeling that something happened. So I now told them that I want to go home and see my mom. They said I should leave during holiday time that I will go. So I don't know that very day that I have that dream, in the morning my mom gave up. So and nobody tell me. It was 2 days after.
So but what is your question?
Sir, my question is, then that thing stopped, but this time around, it continue again.
That is, when you have dream, it come to pass.
It come to pass.
That's the question.
Yes,
so
sir.
What's your question about it? Why does it come to pass?
And it mostly happen bad dreams. Whenever I have bad dreams, it will come to pass.
Now, we are now going to the gifts of the Spirit. The gift of the Holy Ghost. One of the gifts of the Holy Ghost is the word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge, we have four. In four ways, it operates in four ways. The word of knowledge is the ability to know something. To know something, something supernaturally, you get to know it. It's a gift. It comes through vision. It comes through audible voice. And it comes through dream. And it comes through inspiration, like a thought, but this is a very loud thought. So, now, through that dream, you are able to know something, you know, it's a way of God relating to you too, showing you things, telling you things. Now, I am also a dreamer. I dream a lot. Now, I have gotten to learn that before anything happens around me, God lets me see it. One of the ways is the dream. Now, if it is bad, if I cancel it, it is canceled. Now, if I cancel it and it still happens, it means it is the will of God. God was just informing me in advance. See? I have had dreams several times, for instance, where I've parked my car somewhere, I left it and went to a particular house. Before I came out, the car was stolen. I woke up, I said, hey, tango was in a dream. And then sometimes you forget. Then suddenly, I found myself somewhere. I parked my car that day in a house. I went to visit somebody. And the place was looking very familiar. But I've never been to this area before. Neither have I visited this house. And I would say, I don't see this house. Everything here. Then I remember the dream. Hey, now I called the thief my motor. I ran out. The motor was still there. I told her, I said, Abe, bye-bye. I enter my motor. Run. Now, that is what that dream is supposed to serve. Eh? I had a dream where I saw three people stopped me some years back. Stopped me and then they were robbing me. Collected some things from my pocket. Collected this one, collected from here, the one from back. And then I said, oh, these are robbers. They are robbing me. I don't know what happened in that dream. Suddenly I saw all of them. This one, the one they took here, put it here, the one here, put it here, this one, put it here. I prayed. I counseled it. I will not jam robbers. I went to visit a friend in Nigerian embassy at Cotonou. And I just decided I lodged in the Nigerian embassy. I just said, let me stroll. It was in the hot afternoon. There was nobody in the beach near the embassy. I was just strolling by the beach. Lonely person, I was alone. And I saw some three boys. They said, hey, they were speaking French. They came. I didn't know what they were. I thought they were trying to say, what am I doing here? And then before I know what, they grabbed this one, come out here, come out here. Then I said, hey, let me tell you what I see with this. But then I remember that they returned everything. They asked me, who are you? Then I was a preacher. I had my little Gideon Bible in the pocket. I said, I'm pastor. I'm a pastor. And they said, oh, it's a pastor, pastor. They were speaking French. This one, they put them back, put them here, put this one back here. And when I came back and I told my friend working at the embassy, the defense attaché there, he said, "Ah, God saved you." He said they have been they killed people there at that time. And immediately I saw he was there. I was talking with him. He phoned their inspector general of police that these people have started. And they sent policemen to begin to patrol that place. So I escaped from death because I prayed. So when you saw that, your mama died. My wife, they hear, should they hear me? One night, she woke up, she say, "See what she see? She see my mama don't die." She woke me, I say, "Mama died, never ready to bury her. We pray, we cancel, we cancel, we cancel, we cancel." We slept again. Not knowing that after we slept, she comes, she say, "Nah, papa can't die." So instead of waking me again, she said, "Ah, which can dream be this? Now my mother-in-law died. Now my papa died. Maybe now beans chop." We didn't pray. 2 weeks after that dream, my father-in-law was brought to Lagos to go for medical simple surgery. That's how the man died. Why? Death was hanging around me. He come for my side. We push and come out. You go land for her side. Then collect her. Praise the Lord. Anytime you have any bad dream, wake up immediately and cancel it. It's a gift. God is not entertaining you. You know, bad things, they happen fast. The good one, when you see yourself, say you marry, go they wait. But if you dream, say the relationship, one break, before you wake up, it go break. But if you say, you see us for altar, the man, go they say, "You never get the money now, you see the planner, you see the planner." So the bad ones, cancel it fast. That is what the gift is all about. Cancel it, any bad dream. Depending on how bad it is, if you see your mama die, when you wake up, nobody will tell you before you start fasting. The whole of that day, no food. I cancel it. Lie, I cancel it. Until you have a peace within you, you will know it is settled. That's what the gift is all about. But I'm not teaching on gifts now. Let's just see. Let me hear you, brother. Okay, we use today. I can answer some questions. Yes?
Church, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Pastor, I want to ask you a question.
May he make you come also.
The question I want to ask, I started on Sunday because when this program is coming up, then I decided to go to mountain to pray for this program.
Amen.
So when I was in the mountain of mercy praying to...
Talk loud so that they can hear you.
I lost my voice, sir.
That's why you should talk loud.
So when I was in the mountain of mercy praying for the church, so my spirit led me that it told me that I should go to the mountain where men stay, which women don't come to.
Nice.
So I went to the mountain there. So when I went to the mountain there, I met a man of God in the mountain there. So from the argument that raised up from that place, from there, I got to know the man. So I begin to tell the man some certain things. When we relate, I now told the man that I want to, although I'm praying for my church, so that when the programs come, so people will receive Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So that me, I'm eager to, I'm hungry to receive Holy Ghost too. So the man asked me, "Am I sure?" The man showed me some scriptures in the Bible and told me if I'm thirsty, if I'm sure that I'm thirsty, like somebody that looking for water that he have not seen water for many days, that if he will preach to me and show me some verses in the Bible, that I will receive Holy Ghost. I said, okay. So the man showed me Act of Apostle 2, all those things, Joel, everything, after showing me. So the man asked me that I should ask God if there is anything that would take away, that will stop me not to receive Holy Ghost, that God should take it away. So after all said and done, then the man now started telling me according to what happened to Peter and Colenus. So he said that if he was telling me about the Bible I didn't receive, then when praying to me that I will receive. So when the man talked to me I didn't receive, then when praying to me, I fell under anointing which I have not before. Yes. So the fire came upon me. I was very, very hot. So I start speaking. I don't know what I was spoken. So after when I got myself, I tried to know whether the man knew what I was spoken. The man did not know. Yes. But in the days of the apostles, they were hearing themselves. So I want to know, why is it that I was spoken and the man is not hearing what I was saying?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Apostle Paul says, he that speaketh in tongues speaketh not to men. He is not speaking to men. Now, he pointed you to what happened in the Acts of Apostles. It's true. It was a sign that God gave them that day on the day of Pentecost. The sign was not for the one that was speaking. The sign was for the one that was hearing them. Now, how it happened was that in Acts chapter 2, somebody will come. This was how it happened. You will speak in tongues. Four of you can be here. Igbo man, Calabar man, Hausa man. You are listening to one man speaking in tongues, but you are hearing Hausa. This one is hearing Calabar. This one is hearing Yoruba. This one is hearing Igbo. But one person speaking in tongues, but the three of you are hearing your own languages. What the man is saying. It was a sign. That's why they were all surprised. The whole place was turned upside down. And what were they hearing? They were hearing those people glorifying the name of the Lord in their various languages. It was a sign. But after that, it became a gift. It became a gift until another gift has to follow speaking in tongues, the gift of interpretation. So if others speak in tongues, you have to understand what they are saying. Why would there be another gift for interpretation? I hope you understand now. Yes, sir. God bless you.
So, sir, I have another question I want to ask you. Sir, I'm very, very hungry to receive the Holy Ghost.
Have received the Holy Ghost.
And I believe that when I receive Holy Ghost, I will not sin again. Why is it when somebody receives Holy Ghost, is still under 2 ways that the person can still sin again?
No, I think I've explained it now.
It was so hard to me, sir.
You are still a human being. That is why the redemption of man, the last aspect that we shall be redeemed from is this body. This is the last body. That is why it will be changed. Even it is not this body that entered the grave that you will come out with. You come out with another changed, glorified body. So, this body is under a curse. And it will continue to be your closest enemy. The battle over sin starts from yourself. And that's why a true Christian looks more inward than other people. A true Christian takes stock of himself. And if you look inward always, you will never be judging other people. Because you will be seeing your own efforts. You say, you will commend another person with your own effort. They don't win the battle. But the truth about it is, he that receives the Holy Ghost, you have no more pleasure in sin. No more pleasure in sin. Okay.
So, sir, if someone have gift before and you receive Holy Ghost, will that Holy Ghost make your gift to manifest?
Sure. Sure. Once you have received the Holy Ghost, a gift is supposed to flow anyway. Whatever talent you receive, the Holy Ghost, whatever talent you have, the Holy Ghost comes to anoint it, to use it for His own glory.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, God bless you. If you are sleeping, I will not answer any question again. No, we'll pour fire on some people. You should pour fire. But you should know what the fire is all about. Yes?
Okay. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, it all happened on Friday, last week. It was like a trance. That's Thursday through Friday morning. So that early in the morning, I knew that I woke up to urinate.
Talk loud so that they can hear you.
I knew that I woke up. So when I urinate, I went back to sleep. So not up to 5 minutes, I started fighting. Big fight in that dream. I fought. In fact, so when I woke up, I was telling my husband, I fight too. But I don't know what that fight mean in that revelation, because it was early. So when we now came here for vigil, so you preach about the gift of the Holy Ghost that night. So, and that night again, they give me this this pamphlet that I should share. So on Saturday, as I was, that's on Sunday, that early in the morning. So I went to Riverpool to buy something. So when I was coming back, the bus that I entered, immediately I just said, God, just take over. I don't know how I will share this task. So when I started preaching. I said, the Lord is waiting for you. Try to attend this program. Come and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We tell this baptism, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So a woman in that bus, so she, I know that she wants to ask me a question, but she allowed me to learn. So when we now get down from the bus, so she now called me. Answer her. She said, what do I mean by the spirit of the Holy Ghost? Have I received that spirit that I was preaching to people to come and receive? I said, come and test that spirit. When you test that spirit, the spirit will be leading you to all truth that you need to know about yourself, even about the Bible. So she now said, okay. But me, why I'm asking this question now? Anytime that I'm asking of this spirit of Holy Ghost, another spirit will be asking me, are you ready to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? Are you ready to stand in the truth? Why, when you go to market, you will buy something, you will sell it with 15 naira. You will sell it with 17 naira. Are you ready to be saying it?
So what's your question now? I shall answer it for you. Now you go answer him now. Now you ask, are you ready? You answer him now.
I'm so confused. Even yesterday, I was serious about it. I was praying, closed my eyes. So when I hear that voice, I say, what? I'm ready. I want to listen. Anytime that I ask of that spirit continue, you know, telling me about this.
That is evidence of the Holy Ghost cautioning you on the implication of what you are asking for. Are you ready to go? It's a marriage now. Eh? When your husband came to you, he asked her some question. So, it's a normal thing.
Okay.
I believe you have received the Holy Ghost.
I believe it too.
I believe you have received the
Holy
Ghost.
I believe it because I do.
I know that you have received the Holy Ghost. I know that you have received the Holy Ghost.
So my second question.
Just allow him have his way in your life. That's all.
Because sometimes if I lie, I will not be myself. Like.
Don't be technical over it. Just yield yourself and live your normal life. Amen. Don't be technical about life.
Like on Saturday, when I went to meeting. So from that place, I branched to my friend's place because she just gave birth. So when I came back, my husband said, where do you went? I said, we are just closing.
So you lied to your husband. Then you started feeling guilty. If you go back to say, Abebo,
that is what
the Holy Ghost does. It checks you. That's evidence of the Holy Ghost. It checks you. Your heart is now a heart of flesh. It's no more a heart of stone. Boom. Okay, let me hear another person because of time. Thank you. Yes? Let's hurry up. Let's avoid long stories. Just go straight to what you want to ask.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you.
Sir, I have this one or two arguments with brethren from Deeper Life.
Okay.
To them, they said, although I was a member many years ago, that at salvation, you have a small Holy Ghost like this. That at sanctification, you have another added Holy Ghost. Then to them, they say, with that salvation, a small Holy Ghost, you can go in the rapture. I said, no.
Without what?
That at salvation,
yes.
Holy Ghost, that you can go in the rapture. I told them that rapture can only be possible if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So, my question is are they right that our salvation with small the Holy Spirit, they can go on the rapture?
You see, with all due respect, one of the churches that teaches the most confusion as pertained to what salvation is Deeper Life Church. You see, that is the church that causes the greatest confusion as far as salvation is concerned. See, you have to understand the three works of grace. It's justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you say at justification, what did they say?
At salvation.
At salvation.
Yes.
What's the meaning of salvation? When are you saved? That's the meaning of salvation now. When is a man saved?
That's immediately maybe at the altar, they call them for altar call. And say,
that is the salvation.
That's, yes.
Well, you are a member of this church?
No, sir, I'm not.
No, are you a member of this
church?
Yes,
sir.
You are more grounded in these things now than that.
Yes.
So God just let you meet that Deeper Life person to enable you to know the level you are now.
That's right.
From them. They are still in confusion. But God has cleared that for you. He has opened. Their eyes of understanding, He has opened. There's nothing like that. Salvation, you are not saved until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's there you can say you are saved. You are not saved because you came to the altar to answer altar call. You have only come so that you will be saved. I hope I'm talking to people who understand Bible. We have taught it several times. When the time there is altar call, you are now coming so that you can be saved. Come to me and I will do something. If you come and he doesn't do it, you still remain there. So let nobody deceive you that because you went to the say, I give my life to Christ. Father, write my name in the book of life. Father, from today, did you do that? I said, you are born again. Now you are born again. Look for a good church and go. I'm going to be an usher. Go and be a church worker. You are born again. Make sure you pay your tithe. You are born again. It's a lie. You are not born nothing. This is the reason why we organize this program. Church, you are not yet born again. have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Who is a Christian? What's the definition of a Christian? Amen. Hallelujah. It's not just Christ-like. Church.